Bilspadia is compensated for commercial and nonprofit appearances.
608 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bilspadia. Happy Friday, guys. I'll be here till 10 o'clock with you talking Jersey, taking your calls 1-800-283-101.5. So, Dan, is it half a bust?
No, not at all. Six to 10 inches in North Jersey. That's a pretty healthy snowstorm.
Yeah, they're
digging out the shovels and snow blowers.
Where do you expect the snow line to be? I saw your map, which is up on NJ1015.com.
New map will be up within the next, I'll say, hour and a half, because I just finished drawing it. Now I have to write about it.
Which way did it go?
Both ways.
All right, there you go.
It's such a complicated storm. Coastal storms always are because of how temperatures interact. So North Jersey, yesterday I said 4 to 8 inches. Today I'm going 6 to 10. So the northern part of the state, snow zone has gone up. The coast, South Jersey, it's going to be rain. Nothing's going to stick there. So I've really cemented that zero along the coast. So, of course,
and
the
you
big
said
question,
this, by the way.
Yeah.
Tuesday, you said 0 to 12.
That's what I said.
Yeah, and kind of impressive.
People used to laugh at me when I posted headlines like that, and I'm like, no, I literally mean both 0 and 12 inches from this storm. The question comes, of course, in the middle, you know, how this plays out, what's between the 0 and the 10. And I think, you know, using New Jersey's wonderful highway system as a guideline, north of Interstate 78 is going to be almost all snow. There could be a little bit of mixing in the middle of the storm, but almost all snow, that's where the accumulation will be.
Got it.
South of 78, we're going to see at least a little bit of rain. And then when you look like west of the Turnpike corridor, that's where we could see a little bit of snow on either end of the storm.
Got it. Icy?
It could get a little icy.
Okay,
you know,
so
with travel involved, slush involved.
Not a great idea.
Especially during the peak of the storm. You know, things are going to get started tomorrow afternoon.
Okay.
And then tomorrow night is the brunt of the storm, where most folks will see just rain.
Yeah.
And then Sunday, this thing just kind of lingers for a little while, and we'll continue to see mainly light snow on Sunday. That's where we could see a little bit more accumulation. Even those spots that saw rain during the overnight could see a healthy coating on the ground on Sunday. So
really? So this could start rain, turn to snow, depending on where that line is.
The article that I publish, and hopefully in the 7 o'clock hour, is going to lay out exactly what you're going to see based on where you are. For most of New Jersey, I think it's going to go snow to rain, back to snow again.
Now, does that create icy situations? Snow, rain, snow?
At the very least, it's going to be slushy situations.
Yeah.
It's not going to get quite cold enough for it to freeze solid.
I
think that's what you're thinking of.
Yeah.
You know, those big storms where you get the layer of ice underneath the layer of snow. I don't think that's what we're talking about. The snow that falls will be heavy, wet snow. It's going to be pretty slushy and hard to shovel to begin with. It's been a while since we've had to deal with one of these. So
my over-under bet with Eric Scott, Eric, now I'm thinking about the bottle of bourbon we have on the line on this snowstorm, and I'm now doubting my decision to go with the over. So we bet Lawrence, Princeton, Trenton.
Right.
And we set the over under at one inch of accumulation.
Yep.
I've been thinking about your bet all morning as I'm drawing my forecast here, and I think my one-inch contour literally goes right through Mercer County.
Wow.
So
it's going to be close.
I think you should be a professional bookmaker or something here, because you set that benchmark perfectly, I think. It really could go either way here. It's a matter of the timing, when we flip from snow to rain and back again, and just what can stick to the ground.
So I'm thinking maybe it's a stay-at-home day.
If you can stay home this weekend, that's great. You know, it's not a blockbuster storm. It's not a bread and milk storm. We're going to be all dug out by Sunday afternoon. Everybody's going to work and school on Monday. Actually, can I tell you my biggest concern? Hmm. It's actually the next storm. There's another one next week, Tuesday into Wednesday. It's a rainstorm, but we could see 3 inches of rain and some really intense wind from that one on top of the snow that's already on the ground.
Right.
So we may really be ringing flooding alarm bells next week as a result of all this active weather.
Active month.
So far, so
good.
Starting
the year off with a bang, right?
That's right.
Keeping you busy.
Yes,
thanks,
absolutely.
Dan.
Absolutely. You got
appreciate it.
So,
Eric, I don't know. How about that? It's gonna be close.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's what I said. You know, we're the last couple times we've had these storms, we've kind of been right on that edge of you could get a lot or nothing.
Right.
It just doesn't seem like there's any middle ground.
Yeah, it's interesting. Who would have thought we're right in the center of it? Well, I'm confident though, at least that we set the number right.
Yeah,
but I'm not. I don't know. I always err on the fact I want to see the white stuff, so I just assume that I won't.
Yeah, I think that's true. I have not touched my snowblower.
Oh, really?
I haven't done a thing to it.
Now that's interesting. What about tonight?
No, I am just gonna go with it's gonna run. I'm just gonna go with it'll run if I need it.
It'll run when you need it.
Yep. I will get gasoline. Actually, I think I still have some gas left over from my tractor. So I will have gas for it just in case we do need it. But I think, you know, we're not gonna.
I know. I don't think so either. I know. But then the other storm, this big corporate meeting on Wednesday.
I saw that, you know.
So if it was 3 inches of snow, I don't know. It might get delayed. Which the corporate meeting time, though, kind of favors us.
Yeah, it's like 10:15, right?
Yeah, I think that works. You know,
maybe that's good for us then.
I think that's pretty good.
Will there be cake?
Should we do an over-under on how long the meeting lasts?
Oh, boy.
Because that's what I was thinking. Because I need to get out of here by 11:10 or so. I got to be home at 11. I got to time perfectly for an event in Morris County that day. And then the question is it a side bet? Do you leave early? Who leaves first? Do you Irish goodbye? And all of a sudden, Eric Scott's not at the meeting, right? Like, you know, there's a lot of side action that could happen with this meeting.
And
it's the new guy.
It's the new guy. I do have that reputation for the Irish goodbye.
All of a sudden, where is Eric Scott? Obviously, he's not here. I don't know. It could be interesting. We'll think about that. Let's see how we feel on Monday.
Okay.
See how I'm feeling. What happens is, you know, classic gambling. I'll lose this bet, and then I'll want to double down on the next thing. That'll be how it works. All right, question for you. Are you changing your plans this weekend? Are you working this weekend? And are you concerned at all about travel on Sunday? And if you live south and work north, and if you're a Sunday worker, or if you are out in the trucks, are you in the trucks right now? I heard they were starting at Bryan in Central Jersey. The ridiculousness of how our state operates is the only thing that actually gives me cause for concern over the weekend. But what about you? Are you out in one of the trucks today? Are you guys getting the roads ready? What are you expecting? Are you changing your plans for this weekend? Or are you just saying, you know what? I'm rolling the dice. I really don't care. 1-800-283-101.5, 616, Fast Traffic, Instant Weather Network. Mm-hmm. .622 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia with you till 10 o'clock this morning. Talking Jersey, taking your calls. 1-800-283-101.5. Hey, I want to just tell you, last night we had another great meal at Espo's in Raritan. If you've not been to Espo's in Raritan, you need to go. Now, they don't take reservations, so you want to get there early, but And you might wait a little bit, but there's a great bar there. It's a small place, totally, totally worth it. I want to thank our server last night, Jamie. Jamie was fantastic. The professionalism of the staff, the positive energy in the place, and the food. They've got these long hots that are so hot, and I order them every time. And you know the kind of heat on a pepper where, like, you start to sweat a little bit on the back of your neck, and you feel it. It was, they were so hot. They were so good, though. And I had the veal parm, and we went with our good friend Bob Williams and his better half. Had a great night last night. But I want to thank Nick, the owner. It's just, he just runs such a good operation. Espo's is one of our favorite places. And it's right in the center of the state, in Raritan. Raritan, as you know, is a new mayor, Nick Cara, another friend of ours, who we also saw last night at the swearing-in of Matt Mench and Tim Ring and Michael Kirsch. And I want to congratulate Matt Manchin, new mayor of Bridgewater. Oh, second term now, mayor of Bridgewater. We had a great event last night. And what a strong speech Mayor Matt Manchin gave last night. Let me tell you something. As a mayor, as a local leader, he gets it. He gets it in terms of the value of our police officers, the value of our first responders, the value of having local government standing up for the community. It was just a fantastic presentation. So proud to call Matt a friend. But it was good to see Nick Carra. He was there to show his support for the neighboring town. And Tim Ring, congratulations on becoming the council president. Got elected last night at the organizational meeting. And, of course, Michael Kirsch winning re-election to council as well. So it was a great night. You know, we're spending our time focused on local. And it's a combination, honestly, of local government and local businesses. So I'd love to ask you, and we'll be in Hopatcong tomorrow with our friend Marie Galati, who is the new mayor in Hopatcong. And you've heard her call the show. They're huge problem with the outgoing mayor. Wouldn't give them access to City Hall. I mean, just stupid stuff that goes on. But Jody and I will be there showing our support at their swearing in with Jennifer and Rachel, who won council seats. Hopatcong is one of the strong towns in Sussex County. And again, a town that benefits from strong local leadership. And, you know, even after years with essentially one-party rule, I mean, the Republican primary kind of becomes the general election, but the mayor who fell into disfavor with the electorate and got beat in the primary, total sour grapes, total bitter guy, decided to run as a write-in and just to muddy the waters, and the Marie Galate's team just absolutely trounced them. And, you know, they're giving them all kinds of pushback before they take office tomorrow at noon. So, you know, local matters. And I want to ask you that question. Are you involved in local government, serving on a board of education, council, mayor? Are you a first-time office holder? Did you win this time? And for the rest of us as voters, did you pay attention to what's happening in your local town? And what else can we do? I've said this, you know, we supported with my PAC, Elect Common Sense, 104 candidates across the state. 40% won, which was a huge number considering that we started in towns where there was no expectation of a victory. And I think that it's important to talk about how your local government impacts you. But I'd love to ask this question. Do you even know who your mayor is? 1-800-283-101.5 is my number. 626 is the time. Eric Scott with your news next. 6:38 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadio with you till 10 o'clock this morning. Talking Jersey, taking your calls. 1-800-283-101.5. So, I don't know, Eric. I don't know that we're going to change plans for this weekend with this storm coming. You got a whole Coco Van plan coming.
Yeah.
Still going to do it?
Yes. I mean, my plan all along, I mean, I laid in the supplies was to cook, and I've added split pea soup to the menu.
You're going to do it.
Yeah, I have.
How do you do yours?
So I'll start this. I might actually start the stock today because I will boil up a ham bone that's left over from Christmas. I'll start it with that. And then I use the dried peas and I put some potatoes and carrots and things like that.
I love it. I love split pea soup.
I usually reserve.
Jody does it with the immersion blender.
Yeah, but I'll take probably half of the peas out before I do the immersion blender. Because I like to have some pieces of pea and carrot and stuff like that.
She puts the ham
in there.
After.
I won't put the ham in until it's done. Yeah, I mean,
right, until it's
last
done.
Thing.
That's the last thing. Yeah. God, I love split pea soup.
I do too. Sandra's not a huge fan of it. But I'll make, if there's any left over, you know, we'll probably have that while we're even watching the early football games this weekend.
Sunday could be a nice, relaxing day. You think about it.
Yeah, I think so. You know, I mean, we'll be at the bar. I mean, I'll make sure that I have enough fuel for the heaters in the bar.
Well, it's going to be cold. It's going to be miserable.
It's going to be,
but
yeah.
But you've got, so you're a tiki bar, so you've got what, plastic that comes down? How do you?
Yeah, so there's.
There's glass.
It's a plexiglass, but
okay,
it's.
But it looks like a permanent structure.
Yeah, I mean, they're they're 9 wooden panels that get broken down and stored in the basement in the summertime. And then in the wintertime, the panels go up, and then the roof actually gets wrapped with the same stuff that you would wrap a boat with.
Yeah.
You know, that heavy plastic. And then, you know, there's a couple of kerosene heaters in there that, you know, you buy that clean heat, you don't even smell it. And
get the TV in there. It's a great setup.
So there's in the wintertime for football, there's actually 3 TVs in there. So we can have 3 different games, you know, on or
what
the
do
same.
Do you have the NFL ticket? How do you?
Yeah, I get the NFL Sunday ticket off of YouTube TV now. So, I mean, we have the Amazon Fire Sticks that go into each TV. They don't even have to be wired anymore. It's just the router is in my office, which is on the opposite side of the wall inside the house. So I have good Wi-Fi out there, and you know, it's a neat setup. There's some of my friends actually like the wintertime setup better than the summertime setup because they say, well, it looks like a real bar. Looks like if we were walking by, you know, it's a bar we want to stop in and have a beer.
Exactly.
That's probably where I will be all weekend long.
Yeah, that's great. That's strong. And on Monday, it's likely you'll have an additional bottle of bourbon to add to the mix. As I am very concerned about losing this bet. I'm going to hopefully make it up with a win on the sneeze bet.
Oh, that's true. You started strong this year.
I did start strong. Yeah. You know, with the over question came up this morning about board op Kathy sneezing, and if you know, since we set the over under at 6, and I typically bet the over. Jill Myra asked this smart question. She said, well, what's the amount of time that those sneezes have to come in? And I'm like, that's a good question.
Oh, boy.
So I think 1 minute.
Yeah. I think that's
fair. Right, like if there's more than a 30-second pause, I think we're going to a second sneeze.
Right, exactly.
Right?
Yeah. I think it has to be in succession.
Yeah, but there could be a 5 or 6 second pause.
Ah, that pesky breathing.
Right? Like a little bit of, like if you're, you know, let's set it within 1 minute.
You understand how absolutely ridiculous all of this must sound? I mean, is there anything that we won't bet on?
No, you know we're going to have a side bet on the corporate meeting on Wednesday.
There'll be some side bet on the corporate meeting. Has to be.
Like maybe a certain word that we might expect to hear. And we set an over-under on that. Like, you go back 10 years in corporate culture, the word was synergy.
Synergy.
Right? Everyone had, it was all about synergy. What's the word today? What's the corporate word today?
I don't know. You know, that might be a good question to
right?
ask.
Right? I don't know.
What are the corporate buzzwords now?
Yeah, because I remember synergy and we're all working together and everyone said it. But I don't know. I've been out of the corporate world for a long time now. I mean, it's
we're pretty well insulated here.
Oh yeah, we have it very good here.
Yeah.
They try, but they you know in the last 10 years they've not been able to penetrate the walls around the morning show. Thankfully, but I don't know. But I it's going to be interesting. I haven't been to a corporate meeting in a long time.
Well, and it's in person. I mean, normally. The big bosses hold them on, you know, Teams or Zoom.
And
they do the video meeting.
And then I learned that they don't actually take a role for that. So I haven't even been to a virtual meeting in years. Like I just don't, you know, there'll be a memo. Someone will send a memo. Yeah. There'll be a recap.
Yeah.
But this one's in person and it's here. So we're going to walk out of the studio. There'll be a gathering of people. So I don't know if you can avoid that. I think I'm going to have to be there.
Was it going to be? You're going to be outside the studio or is it going to be in the conference room?
I think there are too many of us. I mean, they're bringing everybody in.
Don't say that.
Hmm. Oh, right. That there are too many?
Yeah.
Because they'll change that. Well, I don't know if the goal is to get us all to fit into the conference room. But this will be our first corporate meeting. I think sales is involved. News.
Really?
Yeah, so I don't think the boardroom's going to hold it. I think it's got to be in the outer room, which means we're trapped. Like there's no egress out here. This is it. There's only one door out, so I got to get out that.
And they
door.
Don't realize that we all don't mix well.
No. Well, I don't know. If there's food, maybe we'll mix better. I think they got to serve us breakfast, don't you think? I don't know.
I don't think
there'll be coffee. Well, let me put that out there.
The same crappy coffee in the kitchen.
So for our Town Square team, for your corporate meeting coming up on Wednesday, we're happy to go. But I do think there should be a food component, at least coffee, and not the crap that's in the kitchen. Like, I don't drink the coffee here. I think it ought to be brought in. There should be maybe a box of Joe. That wouldn't kill them.
Even that would be.
Right? Box of Joe.
But I think they're even. Well, you know what? There might be, because they are flying one of the corporate bigs in, too.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, then I think it ought to be Jacques Catering. I think, I mean, you know, you don't want to disappoint these guys coming in. So there's the question for you. I like that question, Eric. What is the corporate buzzword today? Because, and look, selfishly, Eric and I are going to need a side bet coming into this corporate meeting. So the real question is, what word am I going to hear over and over again? If you work in a cubicle environment, what are the latest motivational words that you hear at every meeting? And then I'll have to set an over-under for this meeting coming up. 1-800-283-101.5 is my number. 6:46 is the time. Traffic and weather coming up next.
Narrow.
6:51 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia with you till 10 o'clock this morning. Talking Jersey, taking your calls, 1-800-283-101.5. So, you know, look, I'm not a corporate guy. I spent a lot of years in big corporate when I was in the real estate business. And I'm still the broker of record in Washington State and in Massachusetts for my good friend Jim Weichert. And, you know, when I was in the corporate world, I mean, I was doing training and recruiting and all these things. I mean, I don't know, 14, 15 years. There were some buzzwords. They didn't really come about until the latter half of my time. But now we're like full on crazy. So it got me thinking. We've got a corporate meeting on Wednesday next week that the new guy has called, and hey, I'm sure it'll be fine. You know, as you know, I tend to blow these meetings off. But, you know, when they're on Zoom, they don't take roll call, so I just ignore it, and you know, you get a memo. But I'm going to go to this one largely because it's going to be held right outside the studio, so I'm not going to be able to avoid it. But what I want to do is create a side bet on this, on the corporate buzzwords that we're going to hear. But I've been out of the corporate world now, being in media for the past 10 years, so I don't know what the words are. What corporate buzzwords are being thrown around today, and what's the most likely word that I can set the over-under for Eric and I to bet a bottle of bourbon? Because what's going to happen is I'm going to lose the snow bet. And then I'm going to want to double down on Wednesday. Let's go to Denise in Warren. Morning, Denise. How are you?
Hi, good morning.
Morning. So what's our word? You? I'm doing great this morning.
Oh, good, good. Me too. I thought AI is the big acronym you're hearing all the time now, artificial intelligence.
All right. I you know what? That is a scary term for people that do live radio. Right. Think about how many of us will eventually be replaced by some artificial intelligence program that will sound like the talk show hosts and have opinions. Be interesting, right? Who knows what's coming in the future? Where do you work? You don't have to tell me the company, but you work in big corporate, or do you have friends that do?
I do not. I'm a teacher, a fifth grade teacher.
No kidding. How do you like that?
Yeah, I love it.
Good for you. It's really changed over the years, hasn't it?
It has changed a lot. Yeah. It has changed a lot.
Has it gotten harder or easier?
I guess harder.
Yeah. Yeah. You got to love the kids, though. How long have you been teaching fifth grade? That's a good age.
Well, I've been teaching for almost 24 years, and fifth grade probably for at least 10. So.
Wow. God bless you. Well, Denise, we are fighting for you. As you know, our teachers mean a lot, and it's about time somebody stands up and defends you guys. So thank you for what you do, Denise, and thanks. I'm adding your word to the list. AI will be first on. You take care. Have a great weekend.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye now. Let's go to Tara in Brick. Hey, Tara, how are you? Is it Tara or Tara?
Tara.
Tara. How are you doing this morning?
I'm good. I'm good. Good morning.
Good morning. What's
I
our word?
Work in big corporate.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with agile or nimble. Sometimes they're used interchangeably.
Agile. All right. Hold on. I'm writing this down. Agile or nimble. I like that. I like that. In terms of the corporate structure, in terms of how we have to react and adjust. Agile or nimble?
Yes. Yes. Everything.
How long have you been out of corporate?
I'm still in corporate.
Do you love it? Has it gotten annoying, or is it has it gotten better?
It's kind of had its ups and downs, but it honestly, today's day and age, it beats owning your own business. It's much easier to get a paycheck than have to worry about not being able to write a paycheck.
Yeah, I mean, sadly, that is a growing condition in New Jersey for sure. You know, we've made the business climate so difficult and so onerous on these business owners that they struggle. There's no doubt. What do you do? Do you work in a numbers environment, a sales environment?
Technology.
Oh, no kidding. Good. Well, you certainly have job security then. All right, Tara, I'm putting it down. Agile and nimble. Thank you. Have a great weekend. You take care. All right, TJ, Barry, I'm coming back. The question on the table is, what's the corporate buzzword? What am I supposed to expect to hear at the corporate meeting that seems mandatory? Although the email was not written as mandatory. It was like, I really want to see you there. You need to be there. Don't worry. I'm going to be there. Mainly because it's right outside my office. 6:56, Eric Scott with your news next. 7:09 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia. So we're talking about corporate buzzwords. We got called to a meeting. It didn't say mandatory meeting. Eric, if you read the...
It kind of did.
What's it important?
It's important your that you be there.
Your attendance is important.
Your attendance, yeah, right.
So what do you think of that?
So
you think that's mandatory?
I read that as mandatory. If you don't show up, you will definitely be judged.
Yeah. Yeah. Poorly.
Yeah.
Like you won't get credit for skipping the meeting.
Won't be branded an independent thinker, let's put it
that way. All right. That could be another buzzword. There you go. So the meeting, I've managed to avoid corporate meetings for years. I mean, years. But now this one, it's like right on the doorstep. So the access, if we leave the studio, it's going to be right there.
Right.
And everyone's coming. So my thought is that, and we've heard a lot of feedback so far, what will the corporate buzzwords be? Now, part of this is because I'm expecting to lose the snow bet.
Okay.
So, in classic gambling fashion, obviously I want to go double or nothing on something. So I think that we're going to expect to hear a lot of corporate buzzwords. Now, like the old buzzwords, game changer, outside the box, synergy, moving forward, I think will be replaced. And we've heard a couple good ones. Pain point.
That's a new one for me.
Never heard of that.
Yeah.
I don't know. So my question to all of you is, I'm not in corporate now. I mean, I guess I am. I'm kind of insulated from it. But what are the corporate buzzwords today? We've heard a few good ones. Core competency.
Oh, yes.
How about that one?
That's a good one.
Circle back.
Yep.
Organic was one.
Organic is good.
AI. Yeah. I don't know if AI constitutes a corporate buzzword, but I think we're going to hear it a lot.
Yeah.
I don't think that's a positive word, to be quite honest.
Not as our talk show host. Anyway.
When I can be replaced by a computer, I don't think that is not the other corporate buzzword, a win-win.
Correct.
Right? Not a win-win. Diversity, inclusion. We're going to hear that. So I'm going to come up with a whole box. I think we'll do like corporate buzzword bingo. Now they're going to see me taking notes and thinking, man, that Spadia guy, he's into this meeting.
Well, either that or we just hand out, random cards and bingo daubers to everybody.
I was thinking, is there a program online that I can do like a blank bingo box?
Absolutely. Yeah, there's a billion of them.
All right, I'm going to start working on that today. All right, let's go to TJ in Princeton. Morning, TJ. How are you?
Hi, Bill. I would almost bet the ranch that you will hear the word alignment.
Alignment. Oh, what do you think, Eric? Alignment.
That's a great word.
That's a good one.
You are going to hear that word. It's the beginning of the year. They don't want you going all willy-nilly and off script. You are going to hear the word alignment. I would almost bet the ranch. Don't do what you want to do. Make sure you're doing what we want you to do. Alignment.
God, that's good. TJ, do you work in big corporate?
I work in the biopharmacy.
Wow. Like, are you? It sounds like you've written some of the scripts to these meetings, or you've just been to so many, right?
I've been to so many. I worked in a big pharma for over 25 years.
Yeah.
Now I'm in the biopharma space. So I can tell you alignment is the new buzzword.
I love it. All right. I am going to circle that one. That is, that's going to be top of the list.
Yep.
I love it, TJ. How do you like your job, though?
Well, it's very interesting. It's very, very interesting.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
Good, good. All right, now,
so as long as I stay in alignment.
As long as you stay in alignment. There you go. TJ, you made the morning. You have a great rest of your day and enjoy the weekend.
Likewise.
Take care now.
Bye.
All right, so alignment. She was funny. Alignment. We got to stay aligned, Eric. I don't know. Are we aligned? Who are we supposed to be aligned with?
Well, I would think that's what we're going to be told.
That will be the meeting, yeah. Yes. Where are we lining up? Because to be fair, there were no buzzwords in the corporate memo, which came from, let's just call him Sam.
Yeah.
And apparently there's a big shot coming in. The regional content director. I didn't know we had one of those. Huh.
Yeah.
And for news,
our corporate titles are really hard to fit onto a business card. Have you noticed that?
But yeah, they're really long. They are long.
They're
I agree with that. This is going to be interesting. So there are no buzzwords though in the memo, but I'm expecting to hear them. So during the break, I will find online like a blank bingo sheet, and then I'll just put what I'm thinking is we'll put all the words on the bingo box, and then we can print them out, and we can all have them.
Yep.
And then I'll do a sidebar where we'll just do little ticks on how many times that word is used. Because once you hear it once, you can circle it.
Yeah.
Right? Now, I don't know that they will all be different cards. We could do that, and then we could play against each other. Or it could just be corporate bingo.
Well, I think there's one where you can, where you enter in, you know, all
the words,
and
they scramble it for you.
And then it scrambles into different cards, and then you can print those out. Because I used to do that for presidential debates.
Right? Oh, is there a program you have? Can you send me a link?
I do them all by hand.
Oh, my God. I'm not doing that.
Well, of course not.
You know, I am. That is.
But, you know,
my core competency is not there.
The other important thing is, if you're printing these cards out, does that mean we have to stay to the end of the meeting?
Well, no. Once you hit bingo, you leave.
Done.
That's kind of. Right?
Right.
Isn't that how it should work? All right. It's 7:15. Everybody hang in there. George, I'll get to you first. Are you in big corporate? What are the buzzwords today? I got to go to a corporate meeting on Wednesday. I'm going to create a corporate bingo buzzword out of it, but I need your help. What are the words that need to be on my list? 1-800-283-101.5 is my number. 7:16 is the time. Traffic and weather out. 7:22 on New Jersey 101.5. I am Bill Spadia with you till 10 o'clock this morning. Talking Jersey, taking your calls, 1-800-283-101.5. So many of you work in corporate America. I spent many years in corporate America. I don't consider this job, even though we work for a big public company, Town Square Media, as a corporate job, mainly because I have ignored all the corporate meetings over the past, I don't know, I've been on the air now 8 years. Whew. I've managed to avoid almost every major corporate meeting. And now they're having one. You got a new guy. Let's call him Sam. And the meeting is taking place on Wednesday. Now, they scheduled this corporate meeting to be 10:15. So I'm off the air at 10. Well, you know, really 9:53 or 4. Then we record a little bit. So now I gotta hang around for a few minutes, which I don't love. I think the meeting could have started at 10, but I'm just, you know, throwing it out there. I'm hoping there's some coffee, maybe some food. But here's what it got me thinking. There are so many corporate words. And I remember back in the day, how old do I sound saying that? When I worked in corporate, you'd hear things like outside the box, synergy, moving forward, game changer. Today, what are the corporate words? Because I'm going to set up a corporate bingo. The buzzword bingo is what we're going to call it. And, you know, anybody that wants to play along, I'll have sheets printed out and We're gonna do two bets. One, first one to bingo, and then second, how many times the words are used. So if you're in corporate, what words should I add to this list? What can I expect to hear? Let's start with George in Hamilton. What's going on, George?
Good morning, Bill. How are you?
I'm doing great today.
Thanks. I recently retired in June, but I was in commercial property management for 40 years. One of the words that always gave me a chuckle in these meetings was robust.
Robust. Oh, I like that.
Hold we on, need a right robust now. This or a robust that.
Yeah.
You know, robust system.
So, I love it.
I don't know if you want to add that to your list.
It's, are you kidding? I love it. I'm adding it right now. Robust. That's good. That's good. You happy to be retired?
Oh, highly recommend it.
Yeah, I'll bet. Now, let me ask you, George, you're in Hamilton. Love Hamilton. Got a lot of great restaurants. You're close to the highways. All good. You digging in with me?
Yeah. Yep.
Good.
I'm here for the long term.
Good. Stay. Stick it out. We're going to turn the state around. You're going to look back. I'm going to tell you something. I know it seems far, but by 2027, we're going to look back and say, man, that guy wasn't so crazy. We really did turn it around. That's my prediction. All right, George. Robust is on the list. Have a great weekend. Appreciate you.
Bye.
Take care. Kimberly in Toms River. Good morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Bill. How are you?
I'm doing great this morning. How about you?
I'm wonderful. Thank you. So I'm going to go and agree with TJ with alignment, but I'm telling you, if you put this phrase with hers, you're going to win the bet. So right. He's going to definitely say, my ask of you is this.
Oh, I love that's good. That's good. My ask of you
it.
Is
I hear
this.
It every single day. I'm like, I roll my eyes to the back of my head, and I'm like, you're going to hear it. I swear, especially if he's like, you know, in his like maybe 30s or 40s.
Yeah, he's younger than me. He's younger. I don't know how old he is. I'm going to say early 40s, mid 40s.
Yep, yep,
yeah, right?
Yep.
That's fantastic.
100%, Bill.
Oh, I love it. All right, Kimberly. Well, look, I'm gonna pull all this together. So my ask of you is this is on the list. I will post this list on Monday, and then everybody can, I'm gonna print sheets, and then whoever wants to play on the corporate level, I'm gonna hand them out. And then we're also gonna do the over-under on how many times we hear these words.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'll report back.
That's great.
Kimberly, thanks for weighing in. Have an awesome weekend. You take care.
You too, Bill. Thank you.
Bye now. All right. You got it. Thank you. All right, Maria, I'll get to you first on the other side of the news. 7:26, Sarah Scott with the news next. 7:37 on New Jersey, 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia with you until 10 o'clock this morning. Talking Jersey, taking your calls. 1-800-283-101.5. So what are the pain points? Are you able to move the needle? Is this going to be a win-win? All corporate buzzwords that, Eric, I'm expecting to hear almost every one of them at the meeting on Wednesday. So the context is, got a corporate memo, I guess it came out yesterday. I didn't see it till today. Producer Kristen said you should probably look at your email. There's a meeting on Wednesday at 10:15.
Right.
Now, I have not been to a corporate meeting in many, many years. And
because they usually hold them later in the day, and you and I both have busy schedules when we get off the air. We have other things to do, and
exactly.
We're out doing them.
We're out doing them, yeah. Exactly. And, you know, sometimes there are Zoom meetings, and then I figured there's so many people in the Zoom meeting, no one's going to know if I'm not there, so
right.
I just don't go. So this one is now being held Wednesday, 10:15, right outside the studio. So I don't think there's any way I'm getting, I think I have to be there. Now, it didn't say mandatory. It said it's important that you're there.
So right off the bat, they're testing your judgment.
Yes, I think so.
And your prioritization.
Yeah, that's a tough one. So here's what I think is important. I am expecting to lose the bet on the snow.
Yeah.
So now I'm not saying we have to go double or nothing. I think this is a side bet. But I'm going to put together, we're doing it now, a bingo card for all the corporate buzzwords. So far we've got some good ones. Win-win. My ask of you is this.
Yes.
I love that one.
My
That's
ask.
A good one.
Yeah, so you just put that in that box. Just put my ask.
My ask. Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
And then the other one, TJ and Princeton had a good one. Alignment.
Alignment.
Alignment, yes. Right?
Yeah.
Now here are a few others.
That's a really good one.
Oh, RTO, return to office. What is that? I wonder what that means. That was on the app chat.
Yeah, that was. But that was when people were working from home.
Yeah, we'll see if that.
So I don't
full,
think.
Full transparency. That's a good one.
I guarantee.
Right. Full transparency.
That should be the center square.
That should be
the center square because everybody will get that one right off the bat.
Right.
I would put the over under on that.
Really.
Of. All right, 5 minutes into the meeting.
See, the betting is already starting. Hold on a minute. Because I'm going with alignment. You're going with full transparency.
Yep.
So now we have a third bet.
Yeah.
So the third will be which word has the most. And then, because I want to do the bingo.
Yeah.
So we'll all have different cards.
Yeah.
Then we're going to have which word is ticked off the most. Like, pick your word. But then I want to do over under. Like, instead of it, let's say 5. Right?
I'm interested to see how are we going to be classified by the new team. Are we going to be friends? Are we going to be family? Are we going to be team?
You mean the whole morning crew?
Yeah. Well, just everybody in general. So, I mean, is it...
Who are we?
Yes, who are we? Are we friends?
Family?
Are we family? Oh. Are we team? Are we...
You know what? That's our fourth bet. Producer Kristen, what do you think?
I have a fifth one.
What?
The first word that they're going to use.
Oh, come on. The possibilities are endless.
I agree with Eric. Yeah,
you think full transparency?
Yes. Full transparency. Yep.
I agree with Eric, yeah.
But let's write these down, too, because I think that the idea you have, all right, so what's the first word used?
Yeah.
What word is used the most?
Yep.
Bingo.
Yep.
I think we have to have an over-under. I like over-under bets on the words. Like, maybe we do an overall over-under. How many of the words
we're really going to have to...
Because you're getting into some high... Like, now you're talking about football over-unders.
All right, we need to hire a bookie. Because somebody has to keep track of all the odds and all of these bets. I mean, there's...
It's got to be a bookie in our audience that'll help us.
I would think.
Got to be. Yeah. Is that legal?
Retired.
Retired bookie. Yeah. Retired, and we're not putting money on it.
No.
So it's a friendly bet.
Right.
Friendly bet with a retired bookie. Yep. That's what we're looking for.
Yeah.
All right.
Just somebody who can just manage the action. That's
but
all.
I like this idea. How will we be referred to? Yeah. Are we team members? Are we family members? Are we a community?
Oh.
You like that, right?
Yeah.
I think that's a whole side chart. What do we call it? Corporate identity? What do
corporate
we want to call
identity?
It? Corporate identity.
Yeah. What is our corporate identity?
Yeah, I like that. Yeah. And it'll be like team, family. That is good stuff.
Yeah.
All right. So I need your help. Apparently now I need to talk to a retired bookie. So if we can get somebody in here who's run some numbers and can help us keep this straight. But also, I'm still building the list of words. Let's start with Maria in Spotswood. Hey, Maria, how are you?
Hey there, Bill. Nice talking to you.
Nice talking to you. Good morning. You ready for the weekend?
Oh, you betcha.
I love it.
Right now, I'm battling the traffic on my way to work.
All right. So are you, you're on your way to work. Are you in big corporate?
You can say that. Retail.
All right. That counts. So what are you thinking? What's the big word?
Our word is bandwidth.
Bandwidth. All right. Oh, I like that. Do you have the bandwidth? To handle what we're doing, right? You have multiple tasks going on.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what's funny? Here I am busting on corporate. I actually say bandwidth. My kids make fun of me because it's...
Here's why.
I typically use it when they're adding the ninth thing that I've got to be thinking about. And I'm like, guys, I just don't have the bandwidth for one more thing right now. I got to finish the 42 other things that I'm doing. Then I'll get to that. So, oh my God, now I'm embarrassed. I can't use that anymore.
No, do not use that. And by the way, I'm a former red shirt of yours.
Wow, no kidding. Maria, I love it.
Yes.
2004.
I hope to be wearing a shirt sometime in the future for you.
Thank you, Maria. As my attorneys have asked me to say,
yes,
the thought has crossed my mind.
Yes. Well, so, God bless you, and you should know better not to bet with Eric. Because you always lose.
Maria, I know. I have no... Let's hope I have better luck in other endeavors than betting with Eric.
Yes. Yes, exactly.
Thanks, Maria.
Great talking to you.
You too.
Have Have a great weekend.
You too. Enjoy it. You take care. All right. Everybody else, hang in there. Bob, Jim, Frankie, Tony, I'm coming back. 744. Here's the topic is, what corporate buzzword do you expect I'm going to hear multiple times at the corporate meeting that it looks like I got to go to on Wednesday? 1-800-283-101.5 is my number. 744 is the time. Traffic on the next round. Right. 752 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia. Let's jump right back into it. So I got a big corporate meeting on Wednesday. Looks like I'm going to have to be there. And I thought, well, let's make a bet out of this. What corporate buzzwords can I expect to hear? I've got, I think we now have five bets lined up on this. The first corporate buzzword we're going to hear, how many times it's used. Then we're going to do corporate bingo. So somebody's going to win the actual bingo card. And then I want to do an over-under on all the corporate words that are heard. And then Eric Scott added a new one. How will we be referred to? Will it be team, family? What are we, colleagues, compatriots? What are we going to be? All right, corporate buzzword. Bob in Bordentown, we'll start with you. Morning.
Hi, Bill. This is Bob.
Hi, Bob. All right, what's the word?
This is the required word, equity.
Equity. All right, I like it. All right, now are you in big corporate or are you just from what you hear?
Big corporate from years. And that's, yeah. I see that's the current buzzword. So.
Isn't it funny? And it's almost like these corporate guys don't realize they're using it.
Right.
Right? I love it. All right. Equity is the word. Bob, thank you. Have a great weekend. Happy New Year, man.
You too.
Take care. All right. Let's go to Jim in Burlington. What's going on, Jim?
Yeah, I would use the word grit. G-R-I-T.
Grit.
You're probably going to hear grit. It was popular maybe a year or two ago, but people use it 2-3 times in the same sentence. You know, it's annoying.
Do people using these words notice that it's annoying?
No, they don't know at all. They hear it, they use it, they think it's wonderful.
It's so funny, right? Who's writing these speeches? I love it. All right, Jim. Grit is on the list. Thank you. Have a great weekend. Happy New Year, man. Let's go to Frankie in South Plainfield. What's going on, Frankie?
Hey, how you doing, Bill? Great subject. Good. Cracking up when you said it. My wife used to go to meetings. And she avoided them like the plague.
Yeah, of course. I do, too. If I can get out of it, I do. What's the word?
And they say, can we all agree? And she's going, I don't agree. Rolling in the place and stuff.
Can we all agree? I like that. Yeah, well, that there's no doubt we'll hear that. I love it. All right, man. Have a great weekend, Frankie. Happy New Year. Take care. All right, let's go to Alan in Neptune. What's going on, Alan? Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Bill. How are we doing?
Doing great this morning. What do you think?
The ones you have are really hysterical. Mine may be a little behind the times here, but how about disconnect?
Disconnect, yes, of course.
And let's unpack this.
Oh, that's a good one. That's one almost more. An old school one. Let's unpack
this. Well, I am old school. What can I tell you, man?
Hey, look, so am I.
How about take a deep dive?
Another good one.
Let's take a deep dive.
Take a deep dive. Hold on, I'm writing this down here. You know what? You are a wealth of knowledge. Man, I'll tell you something. Alan, I love it.
No woman has ever told that to me, Bill. Thank you very much.
I got your back, Alan. All right, brother. Have a great weekend. Happy New Year. Take care. All right, Tony, Kevin, everybody hang in there. Your corporate buzzword coming up after the news next, 7:55. .809 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia. Let's jump right back into it, talking about corporate buzzwords. So I'm privileged to be able to attend a corporate meeting on Wednesday. The new guy called a big meeting with everybody. Eric, all hands on deck on this one. News, sales. And they said it was important that we show up. That's almost a... Wait, all hands on deck. That's a corporate word too, isn't it? I just use it. Kathy, our board op, just called me out.
Yeah.
That's right. Oh, let's add that. Producer Kristen, let's add all hands on deck. I can't believe I just said that.
Well, I think he's calling all hands on deck to make sure that we're aligned and all rowing in the right direction.
Rowing in the right direction. Boom. Is it rowing in the same direction?
Rowing in the same direction.
Rowing in the same direction.
Yeah.
because I have often said I'm rowing in the right direction. The rest of you are on the wrong
side. I don't know where you're going. Yeah, exactly.
So we'll see. I don't know. We got some good corporate words, though. I like a few of the recent ones. Bandwidth, grit. You know, I use bandwidth. My kids are sick of hearing me say it. I spent about 2 years really locked into bandwidth.
Yeah.
Because it when you're and drinking from the fire hose.
Oh, that's
I
a
say
good
that
one.
All the time.
How about in the weeds?
In the weeds. All right. Oh, my God. We may have to have two bingo cards. I don't know. In the weeds, drinking from the fire hose. Yeah, these are all buzzwords. Diversity, inclusion, win-win, move the needle, pain point I had not heard of.
That's a new one. That is
yeah,
a new one.
That's our friend that Bob before. Gave me that one.
Yeah.
And my ask of you is this.
Yeah.
That's a good one. What is your number one? My number one is going to be alignment.
Mine is full transparency.
Full transparency. I love it.
And you know that everything that follows that?
Yeah. So, you know, we came up with, there's like five lists.
Mm-hmm.
We've got several bets. So we have to figure out what we're... I don't know that one bottle of bourbon between you and I, because I think we've expanded this now to the team.
Yeah.
So I think this could just be bragging rights.
That's fine.
Maybe. See, just as you hesitated, now I'm thinking the same thing. Something's got to be on the line. Maybe the whoever comes in last has to buy a bottle.
Look, if you're tired of losing, I get that. So,
somebody called me out on that earlier that I just... Marie did. Yeah. Called in and said, you know, you got to stop betting with Eric. You lose every time. I do. I lose. I think I've lost every bet. I'm off to a good start on the sneezing. And yeah. I don't know why Kathy has not sneezed now in 2 days. It's not helping me.
Well, I wish the luck that I have with you, I wish I could take that to Parks.
Right. Exactly. I hear you. All right. Let's go to Kevin in Philly. What's going on, Kevin? What's your corporate word that I'm going to add to the corporate word bingo?
You're going to hear data far too often.
Data. How's the AR? I'm going to write that down. That's true. There's no doubt data. Data's got to be on there.
Yep.
This is what
even
the data
when it doesn't
shows.
Apply, you'll hear data. So be prepared.
What kind of job do you have?
I'm actually a teacher.
No kidding.
Yeah.
So
we hear it every day. Several times a day.
I was going to say, you guys must have tons of these kind of corporate meetings with the principal bureaucracy and the administration. It must be exhausting.
Maybe once or twice a week.
That often? Yeah. I haven't been to a corporate meeting, I think, in 5 years, and I'm already complaining about one that I'm going to have to end up on Wednesday.
I've been working at this place for about 4 or 5 years, but
yeah.
Previous to that, my old school, we had a meeting every day. At the end of the day, it was insane and very frustrating.
Yeah, it's tiring. Just do your job. Check in with me if you want to give me a warning that I'm not doing my job. Other than that, I'm going to keep going, I mean, right?
We're adults. So, you know, yeah. We're responsible. We can do what we got to do.
Yeah, exactly. I'm with you. All right, man. Hey, I'll report back. I'm going to have this posted on Monday so everybody can play along with the corporate bingo. And then on Thursday, I'll report back as to what happened at the meeting. Thank you, Kevin. Cool. Hey, man, enjoy the weekend. Appreciate you.
You too, bud.
Take care. Thanks. Tony in Ocean, what's going on?
Hey, Bill, good morning.
Morning. What's happening?
All right. You're definitely going to hear the word the future.
The future.
There's so many combinations. Our vision of the future, looking toward the future, in the future, our future endeavors, the future of our planning for the future. Way of the future. You're definitely going to hear it.
I love it. All right. So we're going to put that in as we're going to call it, in quotes, future combo.
Yes. And I am a builder, so I'm not in corporate, but I am building for the future.
You are building for the future. I love it, Tony. All right, man. Have a great weekend. Happy New Year. You take care. All right. Let's go to Greg in Jackson. What's going on, Greg? Give me the word.
Good morning, sir. Good morning, sir. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. What's the word?
Accountability. Accountability.
Accountability. That's no one said that yet. Accountability. Hold on, I'm writing that down. I got my Sharpie over here. I got quite a list going. I don't know. It could be two bingo cards. We're gonna have to narrow it down because I'm limited, right? Bingo, five letters. So would I have to have five across, five down?
five down.
I think I'm well over 25 words. I don't know. I'm gonna have to check in with producer Kristen. I may have to divide this into like older school and new stuff. What's that?
You got the free space in the middle, so you can't put a word there.
Oh, so what? I only have 24. I don't know. I'm not familiar with the whole bingo thing. So wait, I only get 24 words. All right, we'll narrow it down. We'll get this narrowed down.
In the end section, there's a free space on the third one down.
How does that work? You know, I don't think I've ever played bingo. Now that I think about it,
you got to play bingo. It's fun.
Well, I'm going to Wednesday. I'm ready. I'm going to be in there. They're going to be like, "What is Spadia doing? He's paying attention. He's taking notes."
Playing bingo.
I'm playing bingo. Exactly. All right, man.
For a word to come out. God bless.
Hey, have a great weekend. Happy New Year. 8:16. Fast traffic. Instant weather. 8:22 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia with you till 10 o'clock this morning. Talking Jersey. Taking your calls 1-800-283-101.5. All right. It is 8:22. And we're talking about corporate buzzwords. So I've got a list. And what happened was we have a corporate meeting that is important that everyone attends. Now, I've managed to avoid these corporate meetings for years. And now I got to go because they scheduled it for right after the show ends at the studio. So I'm going to walk out of here. And I've thought about my pathway, but there's no way where they're going to have the meeting for there to be like, there's no back door. That's it. I'm in. So I'm like, well, maybe what I should do is make a contest out of this because, you know, I'm expecting to lose the snow bet to Eric Scott. Although I am ahead on the sneeze bet. I'm just saying that's a quarterly bet. So it's a long-term bet, but I'm concerned, that, you know, I could be in the hole another bottle of bourbon. So what I'm doing is I'm doing corporate word bingo. So we're going to have a bingo sheet made up of all the words that you have all given me today. And our side bets, and I don't know, we may have like person who wins the most bets. We're going to do the over under on the number of words that are said, how many times the top word is said, what the first word is, and things like, you know, AI, organic, diversity, inclusion, win-win, the future, circle back, core competency, pain points. Good grief. I think I'm going to be busy writing that whole meeting. Let's go to Gary in Lavalette. What's going on, Gary?
Hey, Bill.
How are you?
Love your show.
Thank you. Appreciate
absolutely
that.
Love your show.
Thanks.
Yes. The phrase is, when you're talking to, you know, professional people or whatever, say, let me be perfectly clear.
Oh, I like that. All right. That's it. All right, I'm going to tell producer Kristen that one. We'll add that in. Let me be perfectly clear. That sounds like if you're getting in trouble, right?
Well, wait, you know what? You never said it. Trump never said it.
Biden says that, right?
Oh, of course. That's his logo. I mean,
let me be perfectly clear. I can barely understand the guy. He sounds like he's got rocks in his mouth when he talks. He's so completely out of it. So I have to tell you, just like not going to corporate meetings, I tune the president out. I haven't heard a speech in a long time because it's mind numbing, right? To hear the guy talk because he doesn't know what the hell he's doing. All right. Let me be perfectly clear. We'll add that in as a shout out to the current occupant of the White House. Hey, Gary. Thanks, man. Have a great rest of your day. Happy New Year. You take care. All right. So, other side of news, I'm going to, I want to bring you a special hashtag Blue Friday and talk about something that is an issue that it certainly has hit home with a lot of families, a lot of folks across the state, and certainly us here at New Jersey 101.5 with our colleagues and friends. And I'll tell you about that on the other side. And then I want to get back into talking a little bit about local government and what we need to do to empower the folks at the local level. As you know, we've taken a lot of time around the state. My wife, Jody, and I spent New Year's Day hitting three different counties, different swearing-ins, reorg meetings for these local municipal governments. We'll be in Sussex County on Saturday with Marie Galate, who's the new mayor in Hopatcong, and my good friend Joe LaBarbera, who is an outstanding county chair in Sussex County. And we're going to keep going. Our signals got crossed, so I was going to have Jackie Vigilante, a friend of mine who is the chairwoman in Gloucester County, come on. She's got a story about a local government that you need to hear. I'm going to have to punt until Monday on that, but I will bring you that story. And you know, and I want to talk about your stories about what's happening locally. But in the meantime, get ready for Blue Friday on the other side of the news, which is next.
New Jersey 101.5 presents Blue Friday with Bill Spadia. Thanks to our sponsor, Jobs for Blue, the leading New Jersey provider of side job scheduling.
We've all experienced a family member or friend who needed help to survive a health issue. For this hashtag Blue Friday, I want to recognize Florham Park police officer and PBA delegate for PBA Local 78 in Florham Park, Charlie Greenstein. He was diagnosed with a rare kidney disease about 10 years ago, and he's been serving our community since 2006 as a police officer. He's been a member of the Police Unity Tour Motor Unit since 2011. His health journey started with a diagnosis of gout, which puzzled doctors because he's young. And then the diagnosis of kidney disease answered all their questions. In November, Charlie was 41, and it was clear he needed a new kidney. And, you know, with the actions of the local community, PBA, police officers, everyone stepping up, it took only a few weeks for the donation link to be overwhelmed and actually had to be shut down. And I'm happy to report that Charlie is now out of surgery and on the mend. He got a kidney, got it fast. And I can tell you that something like that, you know, we've had experience like that here with our own Bob Williams, 2019, needed a kidney, and Kim Romas stepped up, local neighbor, had never met Bob, and they connected, and boom, Bob is doing great. And then if you remember, my good friend Jillian Messina, her uncle Tom Nardini came to us and was having real trouble finding a kidney, and we just blew it out over the airwaves, and thankfully he's doing well too. Jillian, as you know, is the PIO for the Toms River PD. But it's a serious thing, and you know, things like this, and a lot of folks, there's a lot of misinformation about organ donation, et cetera. So I like to shine a light when there's an opportunity. But thank God, prayers were answered, and Charlie Greenstein, his wife Gina, they're doing well. Charlie is on the mend. Joining me now, Mayor Mark Taylor in Florham Park knows Charlie all too well. How you doing, Mayor?
Good morning, Bill. How are you doing?
Good. First of all, congratulations. Sorry I missed you swearing in yesterday. We were running around the state like crazy, but I heard it went swimmingly.
It went great. We did have Elizabeth and George there, and we had a great group, including the sheriff, Sheriff Gannon, who swore me in. It was a very great evening, and glad to be past all this and on to getting back to work.
Yeah, that's it, right? So, so how's Charlie doing?
I text and call Charlie often. We stay in touch, you know, hoping that he continues to be able to stay inside and stay away from everybody so that this can continue to do its best to heal on him and him to get back on his feet. I know he's getting some things done, I think he just got the stent out and getting stitches out, which is a staples, I would assume, nowadays.
Yeah.
Very big relief to him, but. But more often, you know, we don't talk about what Charlie's done. Charlie is a great community person. He is always at events, never complained once about what was going on with him, and always was there to help. Charlie's a great volunteer for the town as well as a great police officer for our town. And, you know, I've been involved in politics since he's been sworn in. I've known him his whole career.
Yeah.
I've been on the Unity Tour with him when he was the motorcycle patrolman. So just great to know that he's doing better. The community came out for him. My wife actually typed for it to make sure that she could do it. I'm not able to, but at the same time, you know, we want Charlie to get better.
It's incredible how many people stepped up. You don't hear that often. Actually, oftentimes you hear the opposite. That we can't get enough people. We got to continue to promote it here. In a couple of weeks, it was overwhelmed with with donation requests and people wanting to help. So thank God it worked out. I mean, it's amazing. It's a combination of, you know, modern medicine and the good job some of these docs are doing, and then just the community involvement. It goes to show what an impact that police officers have in the local community. So, Mark, thank you. Thank you for your leadership. And thanks for bringing this to my attention.
His wife, Gina, their little guy, Dominic. They got another one on the way. Bless them. And I want to make sure that you know from your last segment to use the word bolster.
Bolster. There you go. We will add that in. Bolster. That's a good one, Mark. You've been around.
World.
All right, man. Well, look, tell Charlie and Gina all the best. We'll say a prayer for his speedy recovery. And I didn't know they have a little one on the way and one at home. So all the best to the family. And I will certainly see you in Morris County very soon.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for recognizing
him. You got it. Thank you. Take care, Mark. That is Mayor Mark Taylor in Florham Park recognizing Charlie Greenstein, who was a police officer since 2006. He's a member of PBA Local 78. He's actually the state PBA delegate for Local 78. And, you know, as I said, he's been a Florham Park cop for a long time. Look, that guy's 41 years old. He's a young man. And doctors were puzzled. Here's a guy in his early 30s with gout, and it puzzled them, and they finally determined he had a rare kidney disease. And now he's got a new kidney, and he's going to be okay. It is, it's exciting. You know, God and community, right, work in strange ways. You never know what's going to happen and what's going to bring a community together. But for all of you who have either survived with the organ donation or if you have made an organ donation, know that we're thinking about you, we're praying for you, and our thanks go out on behalf of the whole community, because to step up and donate an organ to save a complete stranger's life, you think about that for a minute. Giving up an organ to save a complete stranger is just an incredible thing. And living organ donations are very, very important. Yes, obviously there are also organ donors. You put that on your license, and if, God forbid, something happens to you, you know, you can give the gift of life even if you are no longer with us. And that's also very important, but these living donations are certainly key. So what I'm going to do is in our hashtag Blue Friday post that is up at nj1015.com/BillSpadia, we'll have a donation link. So if you want to be involved in organ donation and find out more about it to clear up any misconceptions you might have, in particular kidney donations, we'll have that information for you. And best to all of you who are on the mend. So anyway, guys, join me and say a prayer for Charlie Greenstein and his wife, Gina, who's expecting their second child. Okay, everybody else hang in there. Tom, Joanne, I'll get to you first. I want to get back to this meeting I'm stuck going to now on Wednesday, 10:15. Not enough time to get out of here before the meeting starts. And it's got to be in person, and it's happening right outside the studio. So if I'm going to be in this corporate meeting, my thought is we're going to be inundated with corporate speak. What are the buzzwords that you think I'm going to hear? Yeah, I'm building a list. Actually, we're building bingo cards. 1-800-283-101.5 is my number. 8:45 is the time. Traffic on the next. 8:51 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadio with you till 10 o'clock this morning. Talking Jersey, taking your calls. 1-800-283-101.5. It's funny to me that big corporate always has buzzwords that they use, and they seem to change with the times. I remember, you know, for me, it was the old school words, game changer, outside the box, synergy. And, you know, they evolve, and we've heard dozens of these corporate words today. And I brought it up because the new guy, the new boss, let's call him Sam, called a meeting, all hands on deck, coming up on Wednesday. So right after the show. Now, I've been able to successfully avoid corporate meetings for a long, long time, years. But I think I'm stuck on this one because they're having it right when the show ends. And it's it'll be in the area right outside the studio. So I think there's no avoiding this one. So I'm going to go. But you know me, I'm chasing the bet a little bit because I think I'm going to lose the snow bet with Eric. And I'm kind of pissed about that because I thought I was being smart setting the over-under at 1 inch of snow in Trenton, Lawrence, and Princeton. But looks like we may just get rain. So I'm going to lose that. But I'm doubling down on the bet over corporate words. We've got five or six bets. But here's what it will require. I need a long list of these corporate buzzwords. So help me out here. Let's start with Joanne in Flemington. Morning, Joanne. How are you?
Good morning, Bill. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. How are you doing today? Okay.
I'm doing well. How about stay in your lane?
Stay in your lane. That is a great one. All right, we're adding that to the list. Boy, all right. Can you imagine how many times people have said that to me?
Yes, me too.
Right.
But we're still here, Bill. We're still here.
Still here, still fighting hard. Joanne, we're going to change this state. Good times are coming. I promise you that.
And I'm going to back you, and I'm backing you. All right, dear. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Joanne. You take care. Thanks. All right, let's go to Dave in Colonia. What's going on, Dave? Morning.
Hey, Bill. Good morning. How are you?
Doing great.
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. We made it to Friday. Two working days till Monday, baby.
So I'm listening to your segment, and I've got a presentation coming up in 2 weeks, and I'm like, damn, he's got all the words in my presentation. Right? Like, I'm gonna be the one filling out all the bingo cards. So
and let me ask you this. Like, do you look up words that, like, I want to relate to this corporate audience, or is it just from the corporate experience come naturally?
No, it just comes natural.
Right? What do you do? Are you in HR? What part of corporate are you in?
I'm in sales. I'm in sales. I sell 3D printers.
So
not a very big company, but we pretend that we are a big corporation.
That's funny. So you do the motivational speeches, you bring the guys in, right? What's your top word that you use for your sales team?
Pivot.
Pivot. And what's the context of using pivot? I've heard that 3 or 4 times this morning.
You know what? It's like if we're going in a certain direction and if things aren't working and we need to kind of change or modify, we'll say pivot.
That's fantastic. I love it. When's your next meeting?
About 2 weeks.
All right. Well, listen, I will report back on Thursday how the corporate meeting goes. I'll have the bingo cards filled out, so you will have a resource online in case you want to add some words into the next one.
Sounds like fun, buddy.
I got you covered, man. All right, Dave. Take care. Happy New Year. Let's go to Tom in Monroe. What's going on, Tom? Morning.
Pepper Fidelis, my man, and Happy New Year to you. Senior Drill Instructor Staff Sergeant Bartlett speaking.
Ah, good to hear from you. All right, Tom, what's your word?
Okay, my word is, we have a failure to communicate. That's what we have here.
I love
now,
it.
Your scope of work is what I tell you. That's your scope. If you keep asking me what to do, you don't
know. Oh, scope. Job. Wait, Tom, you hit on it. Scope is a good one. The scope of what we're doing. I love it. Leave it to a Marine to come up with one that nobody's come up with yet. All right, Tom. Hey, listen.
My friend.
Semper Fi.
Sergeant Bartley and Senator Thompson.
There Thank you go. Very much. You take care, all right? Happy New Year, Tom. Good talking to you. All right. Let's go to Fernando in Union. What's going on, Fernando?
Good morning, Bill. What's going on?
Morning. How you doing? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. I just got out of a Friday meeting. I got 2 good ones for you.
All right.
First one is full disclosure.
Full disclosure. Yep. Let's add that. I love it. Hold on. Writing that one down. What's the next one?
I'm surprised no one has said this yet. KPI.
KPI.
Key performance indicators.
That's great. You know what? That is, I can't believe no one said that.
And try not to fall asleep during the meeting.
You know, no. Are you kidding? I'm betting on this one. If I didn't have something to do, I do. I tend to drift. All of a sudden, I'm starting to think about tomorrow's show and the 17 speeches I got to give the rest of the night. But I'm going to have the bingo cards there. The question is, this could be a side bet I do with all of you. How many of my morning crew colleagues will actually play bingo with me at the corporate meeting? I have a sneaking suspicion I'm going to be on my own with this one. Any thoughts on how I cover it? 1-800-283-101.5 is my number. 8:57 is the time. You know what's next. .908 on New Jersey, 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia, talking about corporate lingo. We've got a corporate meeting that I got roped into. I mean, that I want to go to on Wednesday. Eric, is it, does the language matter? I think language does matter. That we're lucky that we get invited to. Should I have said it that way?
Yeah, that we are so fortunate to be able to attend.
I am just so looking forward to it. Yes, we are fortunate to be able to attend. I heard it's very important that we attend. That's the word.
Yeah.
That was the literal word.
That was the literal word. It's very important that you attend.
My favorite. Go ahead.
I didn't read it, I guess, as thoroughly as you did at first. I mean, I just looked at it. I was like, what is this? Wednesday, 10:30? Okay, yeah, all right.
I'm gonna come clean on this one. Full transparency.
Yeah.
I didn't read it either. Producer Kristen read it to me and said, you probably should look at this.
Oh, so on that matter, we are in alignment.
We are. it's almost too easy. Too easy. But look, I'm going to go. My favorite side bet, because obviously we bet on everything, which is another problem that we should probably discuss at some point. I don't know anything we haven't bet on.
Right.
But the leaderboard still shows I'm up 1-0 on the over-under 2024 quarter one board op Kathy sneezing.
Yeah.
So I'm doing well there. I'm worried about the side bet on the over-under with the 1 inch of snow. I'm not confident. Mm-hmm. I think it's going to be rain. So with this, my favorite bet on the corporate meeting is what will we be referred to as?
Yeah.
I love that.
I think that's an important one. Yeah.
What did we say? Do we have a list? Producer Kristen, do we have a list on that? Team member, family?
Family, friends.
Friends, colleagues. Those four. Do we have a fifth? Co-workers? That's weak. They're not going to use that.
Yeah, they won't use that. They might have invented a new buzzword by now.
So maybe that's it. We'll use those four plus the random fifth, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that.
And I guarantee if they're listening now, they're trying to figure one out.
You'd think. I'm guessing they've got books on the subject and they already have a list. They're trying to decide which one of the 42 suggestions that came down from corporate. Do you think that corporate has the same meetings like we're having about this, about the meeting?
Oh,
what
probably.
Words are we going to use?
Yeah. Well, yeah. I don't know. Well, I don't think. I know. Do they have meetings about meetings? They have meetings about meetings.
There are memos about the meetings and meetings about the memos, and it never ends.
Memos will be written.
What was that? Was that a Febreze commercial where they talked about you get smell blind?
Yes.
In your house?
Yes.
Right? So,
or nose blind?
Nose blind. That's it. Nose blind.
Nose blind.
So I think corporate guys are word blind. They don't know,
right?
That everybody's rolling their eyes when they start talking about synergy and the robust plan. And at the end of the day, we're all going to be in alignment and we're going to avoid the pain points and focus on our core competency so we can move the needle, which is a win-win for all of us. It'll keep us nimble. And all I'm asking of you is this. This could be fun. This could be fun on Wednesday. All right. So I need some help. I want to go on what Eric and I were talking about with the how are they going to refer to us? Are we family? Are we colleagues? How has your corporate team referred to you? Are you teammates? Do they make like New York Yankee references? Are you all in the Yankees? We're all pulling together. Do they mix references? I love guys that do sports references that don't know sports and they mix the sports. We're going to pull together with the infield, and we're going to score a touchdown. Let's go to Gary in Bayville. What's going on, Gary?
Hey, Bill. How you doing?
Good, man. I'm doing great. Go ahead.
Benchmark.
Benchmark. I like that. I like that. Benchmark it is. We got to hit those benchmarks only if we're all pulling together, focused on the future, in alignment.
And the other one, it's paramount that you hit the benchmark.
Paramount. All right. Paramount and benchmark. Hold on. Let me get my Sharpie out here. Paramount and benchmark. I like it. So you work in corporate?
No, I'm the business end of the corporate. I'm out there fulfilling their words.
You're not the word guy? I love it. All right, Gary. Happy New Year, man. Have a great rest of your day. Enjoy the weekend. Let's go to Bob in Elmwood Park. What's going on, Bob?
Hey, Bill.
How you doing?
Talking with you again.
Yeah, you too.
I don't know if this is so much of a corporate thing, but I used to use this in management and coaching is get with the program.
I feel like if you're saying that to somebody, they're in trouble.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, straighten out.
Like, it's possible I've said that to my kids.
Yeah.
All right? It's not, time for you to get with the program. Here's the program.
It's a Panarian thing.
Yeah. So what do you think they're going to call us? Are we family? Are we colleagues? Are we teammates? I don't know. I'm gonna come up with a list, and I'll make it so the audience can also bet, and you can bet against us or with us on this. So, Bob, thank you. Appreciate it. Enjoy the weekend, and Happy New Year.
You too, Bill.
All right, man. Take care. Let's go to Annie in Burlington. What's going on, Annie?
Hi, Bill. I just want to say how I love you. I love your messages that you send out, and I'm totally backing you on getting New Jersey back on track.
Thank you, Annie. That was very nice of you to say. Appreciate that. Stay tuned. Big things are coming.
Yes. So in our where I work, we refer to our team as team members. So a lot of times when, you know, we're gathering people, say, okay, team members, or, you know, this office team and so forth. But I did want to share with you an acronym that we use. It's called a SWOT analysis.
What's that?
So that is used to, so a lot of times the leadership will say to the team leaders, you know, prepare your SWOT analysis, which shows your strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats for different initiatives or different.
Wait, Annie, I want to get this down. Hold on. I got to get to the chart here. All right. We've got SWOT. So it's strengths. Weaknesses. Yep.
Opportunities and threats.
Ops and, oh, that's good. SWOT. This is good. So you use this, yeah, or someone came up with this?
No, we use this a lot in our office to, if there's new initiatives that are coming up, or, you know, with changes, we do a SWOT analysis, and it's usually what it looks like, a four corners, like a chart,
yeah,
with,
yeah,
four blocks.
Annie, so. I love it. That is, all right, I'm looking at producer Kristen. We got to put that one on the list. Like, that one has to, that may have to bump something. That's a good one. Strength?
Is that a good one?
Yeah, it's really good. All right. Now, Annie, I don't know if that's one of those things where you could build a whole presentation around that. So that could be the angle they're coming. I don't know. We're going to find out. I'll report back. Yeah. Annie, thank you. Thanks for the kind words. Have a great weekend.
You too.
You take care. All right, Jesus, Luigi, everybody hang in there. I'm coming back, like it or not. I want to get us all on the same page here. 916, Fast Traffic, Instant Weather Out. On New Jersey, 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia with you until 10 o'clock this morning, talking Jersey, taking your calls, 1-800-283-101.5. All right. Talking about the big corporate meeting coming up on Wednesday. Looks like I got to go. I'm going to turn into a little bit of a game, though, with the corporate buzzwords. So we've heard some good ones. I do want to ask you, what do you think they're going to call us? Are we team members? Are we family? Are we colleagues? Are we comrades? What are we? Let's start with Ron in Burlington. What's going on, Ron? Good morning. How are you?
Good, Bill. Hey, how are you?
I'm doing great.
Yeah, I wanted to thank you again for coming down to our store. Suzanne and I had you down for a meet and greet in July.
Oh, you know what, Ron? Thank you for saying that. Yes. Actually, I talked to Sharon. We want to come back. We want to do it again.
Sounds good. Yeah, we're all set up for the new season, the patio season. So whenever you guys want to come, we'll be more than happy to have you.
All right, Ron, let's do it. Give a quick plug, though, to your store. Give the address. Tell people where to go.
All right, Rattan Patio and Fireplace Shop in Burlington, New Jersey, 2502 Route 541. Phone number 609-386-7717. And, you know, our website, all that, Facebook. This time of the year, we're doing a lot with the fireplaces. We install, so we do everything internally. We sell, we get permits, we do the whole thing. We specialize in the wood, pellets, and gas. Inserts, freestanding stoves. So basically, that's what's keeping us busy right now.
Yeah, I love it.
To the patio season.
Reach out to Sharon. We'll schedule a return for sure.
All right.
So, what do you think about this corporate meeting?
So I'm driving into work. I'm almost there, and I, you know, we're only a small business, only 7-8 of us. But when I have a meeting, our biggest word is, what are we going to have for breakfast?
Right.
So, always in the morning. All the guys like, what are you getting us for breakfast? Because right. that determines if they're going to come or not.
Right. Know? Yeah. I'll sit through your meeting. Are we going to have some eggs and sausage? I don't know. A little bit of coffee. You know, I said that, Ron. They're looking for the whole company. I mean, the news team, the on-air guys. We're all supposed to meet. I'm thinking they ought to cater it. Like, there ought to be, like, I don't know, Jacques Catering. So there should at least be a food truck serving hot coffee outside the room.
I get it.
Right?
I agree, because you know what? People are hungry. It's usually ours is before we open. You know what I mean? Or sometimes we'll do it after work. And then I'm like, well, where are we going for dinner if I have to do it after work?
That's right. That's right. Will there be beer?
It makes the meeting, what we had to eat or what we had to drink.
It absolutely makes the meeting. You know, like, that's the problem with some of these corporate boardrooms where it's just static. You know, you're just like, you got the ice water in the middle of the table and that's it.
Yeah, so, yeah, because I have a couple guys that work for me that are from the corporate world and, you know, they'll crack up, oh, a board meeting, another meeting, oh, what are we going to do? What are we having to eat?
I love it. Well, Ron, I may even start a petition drive and throw out some of the corporate emails and have people weigh in, pushing them to make sure that there's at least a decent spread. The most important thing is the coffee. I don't think it would kill them to go to Starbucks or something or a local coffee shop and have local coffee delivered. I'm going to work on that. Hey, Ron, we will definitely see you soon. It's Rattan and Patio, Rattan and Patio.com.
Rattan Patio and Fireplace, yeah. www.rattanpatioandfireplaceshop.com.
I love it. All right, my friend. We'll see you soon. Take care, Ron. Thank you, buddy. Happy New Year. All right, everybody else, Jesus, Luigi, John, Mark, I'll be back 9:26. Eric Scott with your news next. Nine 36 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia with you till 10 o'clock this morning, talking Jersey, taking your calls, 1-800-283-101.5. So, Eric, I think we ought to also potentially come up with a list of things that may be discussed at the corporate meeting.
Oh, boy.
That's a tougher question.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, and will they... Like, I predict it will be classic. We're going to start with the good. We're all going to be told what a great job you're doing. This radio station is the backbone of New Jersey. We've been around for 30 plus years. Hyper local. Oh, that's another one. Hyper local.
Yeah.
Kristen, we got to put hyper local on the list. That'll come up definitely, right? And then there'll be the bad. Here's why you guys stink. And then followed by the good, if you just work a little harder, things will get better. That's there you go.
You've
run
just
a show.
Basically articulated every corporate meeting that's ever been had ever. It's that three and then follow it up with, you know, you have to end it with a compliment too. So you have to start with a compliment.
Right. You matter.
Yep, you matter.
You matter.
And then you get into, you know, the here's
what's bad.
Yeah, here's what's bad.
You broke this, broke that.
Yep. Yep, yep.
And then what, at the end, it's like, if you all pull together, we can fix this.
Yep.
And
then we're all going to sing in three-part harmony, If You Just Believe.
If You Just Believe.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it would be like the, what was the rubber tree plant, the ant, help me out here.
Oh, was that that's an old Sinatra song, right?
Yeah, didn't Harry Callis sing it at his Hall of Fame?
High Hopes.
High Hopes, that's it. We're going to end with a rendition of High Hopes. Do we have High Hopes? You know what? I'm going to play that. Maybe I'll play that Wednesday. I'm sure our board op, Kathy, will find High Hopes and we'll play that.
Oh, boy. Yeah, that's not the same one.
I think we got to be careful with the one that we play.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah,
but let's make sure. That
we should probably go with the classic version.
Because if we violate the FCC stuff, that would then be agenda one of the meeting.
There's no compliments. They go out the window right there.
That's it. In trouble. What are you doing? I can't wait. All right, so the corporate meeting's coming up. The countdown. I'll have a countdown for the corporate meeting put up on Twitter. We'll do the countdown by days and hours and bring you all the excitement that will be coming to us on Wednesday at 10:15 in the morning. But my thought is we're going to hear a lot of corporate jargon, so I've developed a bingo game so that all of our employees and staff and colleagues and family members and team members can play along to see if they win the prize. I don't know what the prize is going to be yet, but we'll be doing some side bets and over-unders, et cetera. So I need your help. What are the corporate words that you think we're going to hear over and over again at the meeting? Let's start with Luigi in Hillsboro. What's going on, Luigi? How are you?
Good morning, Bill. Happy New Year to you and my whole crew over there.
Thank you, Luigi. What do you think?
Buds. We can all be buds here. B-U-D-S.
Buds, like that. Oh, I'll bet we will hear buds. All right, let me add that. That's good. That's good.
Can I talk to you for a sec?
Yeah, go ahead.
I love when I hear you and Eric talking about cooking. I would like to send you, I make wine, my own wine.
Do you? Now, let me ask you honestly, Luigi, how do you like the wine? You think it's, is it better than what you buy in the store?
You have to understand something. It's all about the money with the preservatives and everything.
Yeah.
If I see somebody buying a bottle of wine with a screw top,
yeah,
you might as well buy gasoline or something.
I love it.
I don't use preservatives or yeast or anything. Everything in my wine is all Mother Nature. And what I would like to do, I'm from Abruzzo, Italy.
Okay.
And we have a wine out there, I'm sure your listeners are going to think about it, is Montepulciano.
Yeah, of course. I love it.
Okay. I would like to send you and Eric a case of my wine so you can try it and enjoy it. It's a very – I won't drink anybody else's wine when I – if I go out to have dinner in it, I refuse.
You bring your own.
Well, if
you look, my good friend Pete makes his own wine, and he does the same thing. He will show up at a restaurant. He brings his own stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, but he does it like they're making a lot of wine. He's got a whole cellar set up for it. What's your production? Yeah. How many are you making a year?
About 120 gallons a year.
That's a ton of wine.
Well, I have my family and everything,
so what's that, about 300 bottles?
I understand.
What, about 300 bottles? Me? About 300 bottles?
Easily.
Yeah.
But I drink vino every day, beve vino every day.
Hey, it's good for you. There's a reason the Italians are living so long. Come on. All right. Luigi, I'm going to put you on hold. I appreciate the generous offer. We'll tell you how you can get in touch with us. I'm going to put you on a brief hold. Thank you, Luigi. Go ahead. Most important? What was the most important thing?
Most important thing, I want to know what you think. I love to see the look on the people's faces when they drink my vino.
All right. I will. Fair enough. We'll do a video. Don't worry. All right, Luigi, I'm putting you on hold now. All right. Come on. It's good. All right. Let's go to John in Woodstown. What's going on, John? How are you?
Hey, good morning, Bill. How are you?
I'm doing great. Apparently, I got some wine coming.
Hey, can't get no better than that. I think I got the winner, buddy. I got the final jackpot.
Let's hear it.
I don't think anybody said it yet, but camaraderie.
Camaraderie. I don't think anyone has said that. All right. That's it. Hold on. Let's add that. Let's add camaraderie. Camaraderie. Yeah, I like that. All right, good. Are you in the corporate world?
Bill, I am. Yes, I do sales for my son that is a wounded vet, and I'm very proud of him.
What's his company? Give him a plug.
His company name is Charity. If you put it together, think about what it means, charity. So, you know, since he was wounded, he gives back. So it's kind of like a
Where did he serve? Where did he get hurt?
He got hurt in Afghanistan on his second tour.
No kidding. Went back.
Yeah.
God bless him. Back. Was he Army, Marines? What was he in?
Yes. But the important part, Bill, is he came home and, he has some issues, but he's good, you know?
So is there a website for it? I would love to get your son's business plugged on Small Business Monday.
There is. I'm going to give it to you right now.
Go ahead.
www.charity.com.
T-E-E or just T?
T-E-A. .com.
I got it. Charity. Nice. All right. Charity.com. Very clever.
You know, he used to, how he got the inspiration was he used to break bread with the with the locals, and that's what they did. They broke bread and they drank tea, and he
What's your son's first name?
It's John.
John. All right, tell John that we're going to help him. I'll add this to my next Small Business Monday list for sure. And if he ever wants a call on a Small Business Monday and talk about the business and the inspiration, we'd love to have him.
I appreciate that. And I'll tell you what, it's the first time ever calling in, the second day I ever listened to the show, and I love it. It's great.
How did you find me?
You know what? I just turned on 101.5 the weekend, and I was listening to the music. I love the music.
Yeah, the music's great. Big Joe does a great job, doesn't he?
And then all of a sudden I said, you know what? Let me listen. And I listened to Small Business Monday. I loved it. It was great. It was phenomenal.
Awesome. John, welcome to the family. Appreciate having you. Listen, I'm glad you called in.
Bill, keep up the good work, and I'm going to continue listening.
Thanks. Awesome. I'll talk to you Monday morning at 6. Take care, John. Enjoy the weekend. All right, everybody else, hang in there. 9:45 Fast Traffic Instant Weather next. . 9:52 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia. Guys, got to get out of here. All right, we'll wrap up. I've got about 30 seconds left for Jesus in Princeton Junction. What's going on, Jesus? How are you?
Hi, Bill. I pray for you all the time. And actually, one of these days, I'm going to put you up for sainthood. Saint Spadia of New Jersey, I think. Yeah, keep up the good work.
Jesus, listen, coming from you, that means a lot. Thank you.
Yeah, exactly. Listen, the one that there's a lot of things. As a matter of fact, this is a great idea. I'm going to take this back to work and use it as an icebreaker. But the one that really gets my goat and I hate with a passion is the new normal.
Oh, isn't that aggravating?
Because there's nothing new and nothing normal.
Well, this is how they tried to make people feel better during COVID. They're like, don't worry, this is just the new normal. No, it's not. It's the new idiocy, and we need to stop it, right?
It's a tremendous abuse of language.
It really is. Yes, it's an abuse of language. I like that. All right, man, listen, I got to jump, but thank you. Keep the prayers coming.
Back during the business thing, because I wanted to actually talk to you about something that I was doing on a nonprofit basis,
so,
a book that I wrote for people who were.
I love it. I'll give you the plug. Let's do this because I don't want to have to cut you off now. Let's do Small Business Monday. I'll be back
this
Monday.
Back.
All right. Have a good weekend. Thanks, Jesus. All right, guys, got to get out of here. I do want to thank Jobs for Blue, the leading New Jersey provider of side job scheduling, for sponsoring Blue Friday. That's jobs4blue.com. Jobs4blue.com. And let me tell you, I am looking forward to Monday. And Monday is, as you know, Small Business Monday. And I want to thank our sponsor for Small Business Monday, Association Member Trust. Go to amtcheckup.com. So the corporate meeting is coming up. I will have a full report on Thursday after the meeting. But on Monday, we're going to create the bingo sheets, and we'll see how many members of the morning crew want to play along during the meeting. Of course, you'll have to be discreet. You know, obviously, you don't want the corporate guys knowing that we've made a bingo game out of their meeting, because obviously this meeting is very serious and many important things will come out of it. I'll tell you what's coming out of it. A post on Thursday reporting on what words and who won. So the snow's coming. I got a bet with Eric Scott. I'm not confident about this bet, but if I win, it's going to be a wild weather Sunday. I bet 1 inch of snow in Lawrence, Princeton, and Trenton, Central Jersey, but I bet the over. So we'll see. Guys, have a great weekend. Enjoy time with friends and family. Hopefully you'll enjoy some conversational snow. And if you're north of 78 and it's going to be wild, stay home, relax, and enjoy the weekend. I will be back on Monday. And yes, don't worry, Monday, we'll have a whole conversation about this absurdity of New Jersey being a sanctuary state and the ridiculous and irresponsible things coming out of the mouth of Steve Fulop, who wants to be your governor. Don't worry. Good times are ahead for New Jersey. We're not going to let the elites crush us anymore. We're fighting back. Monday's day one. I'll see you then. Enjoy the weekend. You're talking, it all sounds fair. You promise your love, how much you care. I'm still listening.
first blame. Well, don't promise we can work it out.